我们今天来到神的殿中，愿圣灵带领我们每一个人用我们的心灵和诚实把感谢赞美都归给神。那么我们今天是不是小学的朋友要小学生要回到主日学房间？
小学生留在这儿，
都留在这儿啊。
学前班去。
学前班 preschool 可以回到自己主日学的房间。
So all the preschool children can go to your classroom, and elementary and youth will stay here.
我们今天我们还是继续来思想马太福音。我相信有很多弟兄姊妹还记得，在我们上一次的这个主日信息当中，我们思想主耶稣他在结束完登山宝训之后马太福音记载主耶稣行的第一个神迹。
Today we'll continue our study of Matthew chapter 8, and probably most brothers and sisters still remember what we talked about last week. It's about the first miracle Jesus performed after he preached the Sermon on the Mount.
主耶稣医治的是一个长全身长满大麻风的人。
Jesus healed a leper full of leprosy.
那么马太福音这样记载告诉我们，主耶稣不仅仅是传讲天国的信息，他更是有天国的能力。
According to the Gospel of Matthew, Lord Jesus not only preached the message of the kingdom of heaven, he possessed the power from the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣不仅仅是传讲上帝的话语，主耶稣他自己就是道成肉身的上帝。
He not only preached the word of God, he is the word of God, the God incarnate.
我们知道有四本福音书都是记载主耶稣的生平。
We know there are four books of gospel. They all recorded the life and work of Jesus.
如果我们看四本福音书，有时候我们会发现对于同样的一个神迹，可能在四本福音书里的记载有一点点不同。
When we compare the four gospels, we will find for certain miracles, the records of the four gospels will be slightly different.
很多人对这个现象有很多的疑问。
Some people raise doubts about those differences.
为什么同一件事是在四本福音书的记载有一点不同呢？
Why the same event are recorded differently in the four Gospels?
首先我们要知道，四本福音书是圣灵带领耶稣的门徒记载下来。
First, we need to understand that the four Gospels are all written down by the disciples of Jesus by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
四本福音书是针对四种不同的人群。
And the four Gospels are written for four different people groups.
第一本福音书马太福音的作者马太本身是一个以色列人利未人。
The first gospel, Matthew, its author, Apostle Matthew, he's a Jew.
那么圣灵感动马太记载下来马太福音所针对的读者呢是以色列人，是犹太人。
The Holy Spirit moved Matthew to write down the gospel account, and his target audience are Jews.
马太福音强调的耶稣是王，是万王之王。
So the gospel of Matthew put emphasis on the fact that Jesus is the king of the Jews.
那么第二本福音书马可所针对的是罗马人。
The second gospel, Mark, its target audience are the Romans.
马可福音强调的耶稣是神的儿子，他成为奴仆的样式来服侍世人。
Mark emphasized that Jesus is the Son of God, and he became a servant to serve people.
路加福音呢，针对的是外邦人，受希腊文化影响的，在当时受希腊文化影响的外邦人。
Luke was written for the Gentiles under the influence of Greek culture.
那么路加福音所强调的是耶稣基督是全人类的救主。
So Luke emphasized that Jesus is the savior of all humanity.
那么最后一本福音书约翰福音针对的是散布在外邦人当中的以色列人和外邦人。
The last gospel, John, is written for the Jews living among the Gentiles and the Gentiles.
那么，约翰福音强调耶稣就是神的儿子，耶稣就是道成肉身的神。
So, John emphasized that Jesus is the Son of God and Jesus is God.
所以圣灵感动啊，福音书的作者写下四本福音书，针对不同的人群，注重在耶稣他一个丰盛生命的不同的重点上面。
So the Holy Spirit led the gospel authors to write down different accounts, emphasize different aspects of Jesus Christ.
啊，所以我们回到马太福音。
So let's return to the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音针对的人群是以色列人。
Matthew is written for the Israelites.
然后马太福音所着重强调的，耶稣基督是王，是万王之王。
It emphasized that Jesus Christ is King. He's the King of Kings.
所以马太福音记载下来耶稣基督的登山宝训之后，马太福音记载众人的反应，觉得耶稣是那有权像有权柄的人。
So after Matthew recorded the Sermon on the Mount, and afterwards all the audience they feel that Jesus preached as someone with authority.
啊，当那个大麻风全身长满大麻风的那个病人来到耶稣面前祈求耶稣的医治的时候，
When the leper came before Jesus asking for healing,
这个大麻风的病人说，主若肯啊，我必得医治。那么强调的是主耶稣基督的权柄，主若肯。
The leper said, if the Lord is willing, I will be healed. And he emphasized that if Jesus is willing, so he knew Jesus has authority.
那么在马太福音接待下来记载，连续记载了三个神迹，耶稣所行的三个神迹。
So afterwards, Matthew recorded three consecutive miracles performed by Jesus.
第一个就是主耶稣医治了那个全身长满大麻风的人。
The first was the healing of the leper.
第二个记载主耶稣医治一个罗马的百夫长。
The second was
the 仆人。
The healing of a servant of a Roman centurion.
那么第三个神迹呢，记载了主耶稣医治了他门徒彼得的岳母。
And the third was the healing of the mother-in-law of Jesus' disciple Peter.
啊，我们弟兄姊妹回去之后呢，可以把马太福音第八章这三个神迹回去可以看一下。
When you go home, you can read all three the account of all three miracles.
啊，那我在这里我简单的把这主耶稣行的这三个神迹给大家简单的描述一下。
Now let me describe briefly the three miracles.
首先我们看到有三种不同类型的人被耶稣医治。
First, three different types of people were healed by Jesus.
第一个是以色列人，就是那个长大麻风的人。
First was the Israelites, that's the leper.
他代表以色列人当中，就是所谓上帝的选民当中最悲惨、最绝望的人。
He represents the most despicable and despaired among the Israelites, God's chosen people.
那么第二个呢，来到耶稣面前的是一个外邦人，是罗马的百夫长，但是他有很高的社会地位，他有很大的权力。
The second was a Gentile, a Roman centurion. He's a Gentile, but he has great power.
然后他被所有人尊重，
He's respected by all the people.
他甚至被以色列人尊重，
He's even respected by the Israelites.
啊，我们知道当时罗马人是侵略占领以色列的国土。
At the time, the Israelites, their country was occupied by the Romans.
啊，以色列人是仇恨罗马人。
So the Israelites hate the Romans.
但是这一个罗马的百夫长却是被以色列人所尊重，被以色列的长老所尊重。
Yet this Roman centurion was respected by the Israelites, by the Israeli elders.
在路加福音记载耶稣医治这个百夫长的仆人的时候，路加福音有这样的记载。
In the same account, in the Gospel of Luke, the Bible says.
我给大家读一下《路加福音》七章第四节到第五节。他们到了耶稣那里，就切切地求他说：“ 你给他行这事是他所配得的。
In Luke chapter 7 verse 4 and 5 verse 4 And when they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying that the one for whom he should do this was deserving.
因为他爱我们的百姓，给我们建造会堂。
For he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue.
这是以色列人当中的长老来替这个百夫长来到耶稣面前求情，就说这个人很好，这个人值得尊重，这个人配得到主耶稣的医治或者说恩典。
So the Israeli elders came to Jesus to put in good words for the Roman centurion, saying that he's deserving, he's a good people, he did those good things for the Israelites.
所以我们看到第一个人是绝望的以色列人。
So we could see that the first person healed was an Israelite, and he's in despair.
那么第二个呢，是一个社会地位很高，很受大家尊重的外邦人，罗马人。
And the second person was, has high social status, he's respected, and he's a Roman.
那么第三个被主耶稣医治的就是他的门徒彼得的岳母，是一个老年妇女。
And the third person was, was Simon's mother-in-law. He's an elderly woman.
在当时这个女人的地位，在那个当时女人的地位比男人地位要低。
At the time, women has much lower status than men.
然后这个彼得的岳母被耶稣医治，有一个很有意思的地方我们要注意到，没有任何人求耶稣医治他，连这个彼得的岳母自己都没有求耶稣来医治他。
There's something we should pay attention to in the healing of Simon's mother-in-law. That is, nobody asked Jesus to heal her, not even Peter's mother-in-law herself.
所以这三种人事实上里面有以色列人，有外邦人。
So in the three kinds of people, there were Israelites, there were Gentiles.
这里有绝望悲惨的人，也有社会地位很高很成功的人。
There were those in despair and there were those successful people with high social status.
这里有男人有女人。
There were men and women.
这里有跟耶稣很亲近的人，比如说耶稣的门徒彼得的岳母。
Some were close to Jesus, like Peter's mother-in-law.
还有跟耶稣完全没有关系的人，比如说这个外邦的百夫长的仆人，还有那个长大麻风的。
Some had nothing to do with Jesus, like the centurion's servant and the leper.
在我们人的眼中，这些人是完全不一样的，社会地位不一样，民族不一样，性别不一样。
In the eyes of human, they were so different. They look different and they behave differently.
但是在耶稣眼中，这些人怎么样？是一样的。
Yet in the eyes of Jesus, they were the same.
这些人有一个共同的身份，就是他们都是需要被医治，被拯救的人。
They had a commonality, which is they all need healing. They all need salvation.
所以马太，我们知道马太福音的写法是归纳性的记载的方法。
We know, Matthew wrote things as a summary.
那么马太把这三个福音三个神迹记载下来，让我们看见耶稣基督的福音是普世性的，不是只针对以色列人，也是临到外邦人，不是只是临到所谓的男人，也临到所谓的女人，普世性的。
So when Matthew wrote down those three miracles, he tried to emphasize that Jesus' salvation is universal. It's not just for certain kinds of people. It's for all humanity.
然后我们也看到，他们来到耶稣面前的祈求也是不一样的。
When they came to Jesus, they asked differently.
那个长大麻风的人是为他自己求。
The leper asked for himself.
那个百夫长是为别人求，为他的仆人求。
The centurion asked for someone else, for his servant.
彼得的岳母没有求。
And Peter's mother-in-law, she didn't even ask.
没有人替彼得的岳母求。
And nobody asked for her.
所以从这里我们可以看到，耶稣基督的恩典临到那些对上帝有信心的人，比如说那个长大麻风的和那个百夫长。
So here we could see that the salvation from Jesus Christ will fall on those who have faith, like the leper and the servant of the centurion.
那么彼得的岳母对耶稣有没有信心呢？圣经没有告诉我们，看不出来。
Does Peter's mother-in-law had faith in Jesus Christ? The Bible didn't say, and we don't know.
但是因着上帝的恩典，因着耶稣的恩典，他一样得到怜悯，得到医治。
Yeah, because of the grace of Jesus Christ, she's healed.
那么今天我们常常听到一句话，就是我们祷告摇动上帝的手。
Today we often hear that our prayers will shake the hands of God.
啊，但是从这个圣经中我们看到，彼得的岳母没有祷告，上帝还是做事，还是动手。
Yeah, from this, from today's biblical account, we can see that Peter's mother-in-law didn't pray, yet Jesus healed her.
所以这三个神迹也告诉我们，我们不要误认为我们的祷告是指挥上帝的指挥棒，不要有这个错觉。
So from the accounts of those three miracles, we need to understand that we should get rid of the misunderstanding that our prayer is like the baton by which we can direct God.
啊，我们也看到那个长大麻风的和那个百夫长，他们来到耶稣面前，他们祈求，但是他们尊重耶稣的权柄，他们并不是来指挥耶稣，不是的。
We can also see that when the leper and the centurion came to Jesus and asked for healing, they didn't try to direct Jesus.
然后我们看到耶稣医治的方式也不一样，有的时候是用手触摸，有的时候就是一句话。
And we can see that the way Jesus healed them are also different. Some by touching and some just by Jesus' word.
所以我们也知道，当我们来到耶稣面前祈求的时候，我们不要规定上帝做事的方式，你一定要这样做，一定要这样行。
So we should know that when we come before God and pray, and we shouldn't try to direct how God answers our prayers. He doesn't have to do things in a certain way.
啊，我们刚才简单的回顾了一下这三个神迹，让我们看到福音的普世性。
We just briefly reviewed the three miracles.And from which we can see the universality of Jesus' salvation.
让我们看到祷告不是指挥上帝的指挥棒。
We also see that our prayers are not a baton by which we can direct God.
啊，但是这里最主要的，马太要突出的就是耶稣有权柄。
And here, what Matthew tried to emphasize was that Jesus has authority.
耶稣是王，他有权柄。
He is the king. He is sovereign.
那么所以那个长大麻风的对耶稣说，主若肯。
So the leper said to Jesus, if the Lord is willing.
啊，那个百夫长来到耶稣面前说，啊，主你到我的舍下，我不配。
And the centurion said to Jesus, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof.
啊，你只要一句话就可以了。
You just need to say the word.
啊，尊重耶稣的权柄。
He respected Jesus' authority.
然后我们从这三个神迹看到，耶稣是独行其事的神。
And from the three miracles, we can see that Jesus is a God who can do wonders.
然后他不受任何人的指挥，有人求他，没有人求他，他愿意施恩典就施恩典，愿意医治就医治。
He's not directed by anyone. Doesn't matter whether people ask or not, and he will bestow healing.By his own will.
那么这里其实谈到耶稣医治百夫长这个仆人这一件神迹呢，里面有一个被很多人所争论的一个问题。
In the miracle of the healing of the servant of the centurion, there's one central point debated by a lot of people.
那么在路加福音记载这个神迹的时候，路加告诉我们是这个百夫长让他的朋友，让以色列的长老去求耶稣，这个百夫长自己没有去。
In the account of Luke, the centurion didn't come to Jesus. It's the Israeli elders and the centurion's friends who besieged on his behalf.
但是在马太福音记载，这个百夫长是来了，是亲自来到耶稣面前。
Yet in the account of Matthew, the centurion came to Jesus himself.
这个百夫长到底有没有到耶稣面前？这是被很多人争论的问题。
So did the centurion came to Jesus? That's the question people debate over.
那么有一些圣经学者认为呢， 就是这个百夫长原来是委托了以色列的长老，委托他的朋友去求耶稣，但是后来很有可能这个百夫长自己也去了。
Some biblical scholars believe that probably first the centurion asked his friends to come to Jesus on his behalf, but later on he came to Jesus himself as well.
但是我们要知道，在这里我们要特别注意到一个地方，就是我刚才一开始所谈到的，每一本福音书的侧重点针对的人群是不同的。
And, but we need to understand that the four gospels have different emphases,
然后针对不同的人群。
And they were written for different target audience.
马太福音针对的是谁呢？大家还记不记得？犹太人。
Do you still remember who's the target audience of Matthew? The Jews.
所以马太在记载这个神迹的时候，他着重点他要突出的是什么？
So in Matthew's account of this miracle, we have to ask what is the emphasis he tried to place on?
他针对他要突出的是犹太人对耶稣没有信心，而这个外邦的百夫长对耶稣有非常大的信心，这个强烈的对比，这是马太要强调要突出的。
And he wants to emphasize on the contrast between the lack of faith among the Jews and the strong faith of the Roman centurion who's a Gentile.
所以马太福音特别记载下来，后来耶稣责备犹太人的话，责备以色列人的话，特别记载下来。
So in the account of Matthew, he also wrote down Jesus' rebuke of the Jews.
这一段话，耶稣讲了这些话，在路加福音里是没有记载的。
Those words were not written in Luke.
所以马太巴不得他的犹太读者赶紧悔改吧，看到马太福音赶紧悔改吧。
Matthew wants the Jewish audience to repent after reading this account.
那么路加福音所针对的人群是外邦人。
Luke was written for the Gentiles.
那么福音我们知道，耶稣基督的福音是先临到犹太人以色列人，然后再传到外邦人。
We all know the gospel was first preached among the Jews, then it came to the Gentiles.
所以以色列人成为带领外邦人来到耶稣面前的一个桥梁。
So the Israelites are a bridge leading the Gentiles to Jesus Christ.
所以路加福音告诉外邦人，这个外邦的百夫长是被以色列人所介绍到耶稣面前来，所带到耶稣面前来。
So Luke's account showed that the centurion was introduced to Jesus through the Israeli elders.
所以同样的事情，侧重点不一样。
So for the same miracle, different accounts, they had different emphases.
所以有一些差异，这并不是一件奇怪的事情，这恰恰是非常正确的事情，更是告诉我们圣灵带领不同的作者记载下耶稣的生平是何等的智慧。
So it's not strange at all that those two accounts will differ differently, in details, and actually they enhance the point that all the gospel accounts were written down at the guidance of the Holy Spirit, for they want to emphasize different points.
那么我们来看一下马太福音对这个神迹的记载。我们一起来读圣经马太福音八章五至十三节。
Let's look at Matthew's account of this miracle. Let's read together Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 13.
好，我们一起可以看到这个投影，我们一起来读。好，五节起。耶稣进了加百农，有一个百夫长进前来求他说，主啊，我的仆人害瘫痪病，躺在家里甚是痛苦。耶稣说，我去医治他。百夫长回答说，主啊，你到我舍下，我不敢当，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了，因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下。对这个说去，他就去；对那个说来，他就来；对我的仆人说你做这事，他就去做。耶稣听见就稀奇，对跟从的人说，我实在告诉你们，这么大的信心就是在以色列中我也没有遇见过。我又告诉你们，从东从西 将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席，唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外边黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。耶稣对百夫长说，你回去吧，照你的信心给你成全了，那时他的仆人就好了。那么我们特别看到第十一节和第十二节耶稣所讲的这两句话。
And here we can pay attention to verse 11 and 12.
这两句话在路加福音里是没有记载的。
Those two verses were not, we couldn't find in Luke's account.
所以当我们知道马太所针对的读者是以色列人，我们就非常能够明白为什么马太是这样记载，这样强调耶稣对以色列人的责备。
When we remember that the target audience of Matthew's account is the Jews, then we will understand why here Matthew emphasized Jesus' rebuke of the Jews.
马太是巴不得他的同胞以色列人赶紧的悔改。你看外邦人信心都这么大啊，我的同胞啊，你们赶紧悔改，要不然会丢到外面黑暗里去。
And Matthew wanted his compatriots to repent.After hearing those words.
好，我们来看这个百夫长。我们刚才谈到这个百夫长被以色列人尊重。
Let's look at the centurion. We just mentioned that the centurion was respected by the Israelites.
啊，这是非常罕见的事情。以色列人居然会尊重、爱戴他们的敌人，罗马人。
It's really rare for the Israelites to love and respect their enemies, Roman.
为什么呢？因为这个百夫长很有爱心。以色列的长老说他爱我们以色列人，爱我们的百姓。
But that's because the centurion is a very loving person, and the Israeli elder said he loved Israelites.
然后他甚至为以色列人建会堂。
He even built a synagogue for the Israelites.
那么，圣经也告诉我们，耶稣感到惊奇，对这个百夫长来说。
The Bible also tells us that Jesus marveled at the centurion's faith.
啊，那么耶稣惊奇，是不是因为这个百夫长的爱心感到惊奇？因为他的好行为感到惊奇，是不是的？
Did Jesus marvel at the loving kindness of the centurion, or marveled at his good deeds?
因为他的信心，所以圣经讲得非常的清楚，因为他的信心。
No, Jesus marveled at his faith. The Bible tells us very clearly about that.
我们看到全部四本福音书记载耶稣的生平，耶稣只有两次很惊奇。
We could see that through the four gospel accounts, only twice Jesus marveled at something.
啊，那么很多次耶稣让人感到非常的惊奇。
And oftentimes, people marveled at Jesus.
啊，但是只有两次耶稣对人感到很惊奇。第一次就是惊奇人对他没有信心。
Yet only twice Jesus marveled at other people. And the first time Jesus marveled at the lack of faith of people.
那么我给大家读一下，在马可福音六章六节，圣经这样说，他也诧异他们不信，就往周围村庄教训人去了。这个他就是指的主耶稣。
In Mark 6:6, the Bible says, And he was amazed at their lack of faith. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village.
啊，那么第二次耶稣感到惊奇，就是因为这个百夫长他的信心这样大，耶稣感到很惊奇。
And the second time Jesus marveled at something or was amazed by something, it's in Matthew.
所以我们今天我们重点思想的不是这个百夫长的爱心，不是他的好行为，我们要来思想他让耶稣感到惊奇的信心。
So today we shouldn't focus on the loving kindness of the centurion or his good deeds. We have to focus on his faith. That's what make Jesus marvel.
那么他的这个信心让耶稣惊奇，第一个表现在哪里呢？就是他真正的尊重认识权柄。
Jesus marveled at his faith. Firstly, it's because he respected the authority of Jesus.
我们看到那个第一个被耶稣医治的那个长大麻风的，他对耶稣说：“主若肯。”
We see that the first leper, he asked Jesus if the Lord is willing.
那么这个百夫长对耶稣说什么？就说你到我的舍下，我不配，你只要一句话就可以了，你不用去，你一句话都可以，因为你是有权柄的人呢、啊。
What did the centurion say? He said, I'm not deserving for the Lord to come into my house. You only need to say a word, and you just say a word, and it will be accomplished.
他甚至用他自己的生活做例子，他说我也有一点点小权，但是在我这个权柄之下，我说了就行了。我只要说一句话就行了，那么在我上面对我有权柄的人，他只要说一句话就行了，所以他是这样来理解权柄的。
He also illustrated his understanding with his own example. He said, I'm a man under authority and there are people under my authority. I just need to tell them what to do and they will do those things. And I also receive order. So you just need to say the word and it will be done.
所以他对权柄的理解比那个长大麻风的又更深入了一层，他真正的就是相信并且真正的确信耶稣就是有权柄，而且权柄就是这样的，只要说一句话就行了。
And so the centurion has an even deeper understanding of authority than the leper, and he knew that if Jesus just say the word and it will be done.
我们简单的了解一下百夫长在当时是一个什么样的人。
Let's look at what a centurion is.
那么我们知道当时罗马帝国非常强大，那么罗马帝国为什么强大？因为它的军队很强大。
We know at the time the Roman Empire was very powerful, and the power of the Roman Empire was built upon their military might.
那么在罗马的军队当中有一种人被称为军队的脊梁。
And in Roman military, one type of officers were called the backbone of their military.
那么这个军队的脊梁是谁呢？就是百夫长。
And who's their backbone? It's the centurions.
那么百夫长是真正在战场上面与敌人面对面来杀敌的最高的指挥官，真正在战场上面的指挥官。
A centurion is the highest ranking officer on the battlefield facing the enemies face by face.
那么百夫长一定是最勇敢并且也是最机智最聪明的人。
So the centurions have to be the bravest and the smartest of the soldiers.
勇敢不用说了，但是我们要知道在战场上面那个情况变化非常的快，跟你在远的地方指挥完全是两回事情，他要很快的做出决定做出反应。
We don't need to talk about their bravery. We know on the battlefield things will change very quickly, so the centurions have to make quick decisions depending on the situation of the battlefield.
然后百夫长最显著的一个品质就是忠诚，绝对的忠诚。
And the most important quality of a centurion is his loyalty.
我们特别注意到，只要是圣经提到罗马的百夫长，全是正面的，没有负面的。
And we can see that when the Bible mentions the centurion, all the accounts are positive. There's nothing negative.
那么第一个信耶稣的外邦人就是一个罗马的百夫长格利牛。
The first Gentile who believed in the gospel was a Roman centurion, Cornelius.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上，那个以色列人，所谓上帝的选民，都抛弃耶稣。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross, all the Israelites, who are God's chosen people, they rejected Jesus.
但是有一个罗马的百夫长说这个人真是神的儿子。
Yet a Roman centurion said, this one is the son of God.
那么还有一个百夫长，就是我们现在看到的这个百夫长，他耶稣称赞他，他有这么大的信心。
Another centurion is the one in Matthew's account, and here Jesus praised his faith.
那我们知道他的信心体现在哪里呢？体现在他对权柄的理解。
So where did his faith show? It's in his understanding of Jesus' authority.
这当然跟他军队生涯的这个经历有关系，但是呢他这样的尊重权柄，他这样的理解耶稣的权柄，这件事情让耶稣感到很震惊。
Of course, it's based on his military life and the fact that he deeply understands Jesus' authority. His faith made Jesus marvel.
然后耶稣说这个人是真正有信心的。
Jesus said, this is one with true faith.
然后圣经也让我们看到，有的人认为他信耶稣， 他非常的相信耶稣，但他完全不尊重耶稣的权柄。
The Bible also revealed to us that some people, they say they believe in Jesus, but they don't truly understand Jesus' authority.
比如说耶稣的这个大门徒彼得。
For example, Jesus' most important disciple, Peter.
彼得毫无疑问，他认为自己是信耶稣的人，他撇下一切跟从耶稣。
There's no question that Peter thinks of himself as someone who believes in Jesus. He abandoned everything to follow Jesus.
然后彼得是圣经记载第一个认出耶稣是神儿子的人。
And Peter was the first to recognize Jesus as the Son of God.
但是圣经也记载彼得两次根本就不尊重耶稣的权柄。
Yet there are two biblical accounts where Peter didn't respect the authority of Jesus.
第一次是在马太福音16章21节到23节，圣经这样记载。
The first was recorded in Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 to 23.
我给大家读一下21节。从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and be raised the third day.
彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。”
Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you."
耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧！你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”
But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan! You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man."
所以彼得在这里一方面叫耶稣叫主。
Here, on the one hand, Peter called Jesus Lord.
但另一方面说，对耶稣说：“哎，你说的这个话不对，你不能这样做。”
And on the other hand, he's saying, "What you said is wrong. Don't do that."
那么在第二处是在马太福音二十六章，圣经三十一节、三十五节是这样记载。
The second incident was recorded in Matthew 26, verse 31 to 35.
我经文就不给大家读了，就是耶稣对他的门徒说，就是今晚我就要去到耶路撒冷，然后被抓，然后被钉十字架，然后。耶稣就对他的门徒就说：“你们都会逃跑的，你们都会跌倒的。”
And I won't read you the verses. It's on the last night of Jesus when he told the disciples, "Tonight I will be arrested, and at the time all of you will scatter."
然后这时候彼得又对耶稣说：“说你说的不对。”
And at the time Peter said to Jesus again, "No, what you said was wrong."
别人都会跌倒，我总不会的。
And all the other people, they will stumble, but not me.
你对我的评价是错的，我不接受。
Your evaluation of me is wrong. I won't accept it.
结果耶稣马上对他说：“你不要说跌倒，你要三次跌倒，三次不认我。”
And then Jesus said to Peter, "Not only will you will stumble three times. You will deny me three times."
然后到这个时候，彼得都不闭嘴。彼得还要说，我就是跟你一起死，我都不会不认你。
Even then, Peter would not shut up, and he said, "I will die for you. I won't deny you."
在彼得心里想，耶稣啊，我是多么的相信你，我是多么的爱你啊。
In Peter's heart, he thinks, "Jesus, how much I love you, how much I believe you."
但是耶稣看他，你根本没有信心。
Yet when Jesus looked at Peter, he knows he doesn't have faith.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他不尊重耶稣的权柄。
Because he didn't respect Jesus' authority.
为什么耶稣夸赞这个外邦罗马的百夫长，你的信心这样的大，让耶稣感到惊奇？
Why did Jesus praise the Roman centurion, praise his faith, which amazed Jesus?
因为这个罗马的百夫长解释说明了他对权柄这个词的理解。
It's because the Roman centurion explained his understanding of Jesus' authority.
很多时候，有时候我们要想，我们是那个罗马的百夫长，还是我们是彼得？
Oftentimes we need to ask ourselves, "Am I like the Roman centurion or like Peter?"
我们真正的相信、尊重 或者顺服耶稣的权柄吗？
Do I truly believe, respect the authority of Jesus?
当耶稣的话跟我的想法不一样，就好像耶稣的话跟彼得的想法不一样。
When the word of Jesus is different from my own will, just like Jesus' words are different from what Peter thought.
我们是尊重、相信、顺服，还是像彼得那样不接受、抵挡？
Do I believe, respect, and obey the will of Jesus, or do I resist Jesus just like Peter?
或者圣经的教训、耶稣的话，跟今天这个世界上很多的潮流文化是完全不一样的。
Or when the teachings of the Bible and the teachings of Jesus differ from the worldly trend of today.
那我们要想，这个时候我们是尊重相信耶稣的权柄，耶稣说的话那就是最高的权柄，还是我们说，哎呀，耶稣说的话过时了，淘汰了？
Then we need to decide, do I obey and trust the teachings of Jesus, which is the highest authority, or do I trust the worldly trends?
那么我们看到这个百夫长的信心，第一点就是这个人是真的认识到耶稣权柄的人。
So here we can see that the first thing about the centurion's faith is that he recognized the authority of Jesus.
第二个，他的信心从哪里体现呢？当然是从他的谦卑上体现。
And secondly, where did he show his faith? From his humility.
他对耶稣说，我不配呀，你到我那去，我不配。
He said to Jesus, I'm not worthy for you to come into my house.
那这一点当然也让耶稣感到非常的惊奇。
And that's also something that amazed Jesus.
为什么能如此的谦卑？
Why was the Roman centurion so humble?
首先他是统治者，他是罗马人，他所面对的耶稣是以色列人，是个木匠的儿子，是被统治的。
So first, he's among the rulers. He's a Roman. And he's facing Jesus, who's the Roman subject.
谁按照人看，谁有资格，谁没有资格呢？
From human perspective, who's more worthy?
当然是统治者了。
Of course, the ruler.
但是这个百夫长不是这样看的。
Yet the centurion didn't think so.
他看自己不配。那么这个百夫长，我们也特别看到他被以色列人、被以色列的长老所尊重，那些长老都称赞他，都夸奖他。
He thought of himself as unworthy. And here we can also see that the centurion was respected by the Israeli elders, and all the elders praised him.
但在这种情况下，他还是谦卑，还是认为自己不配，这是很少见的事情。
Yet even in that circumstance, he still thinks of himself as unworthy. That's really rare.
那么当我们没有什么人称赞我们、夸奖我们，我们低调一点，这个我们可能做得到。
When nobody praises us, and if we think lowly of ourselves, that's quite common.
但是当所有的人都称赞我们、夸奖我们，甚至应该是我们的仇敌的人，他都称赞我们、夸奖我们，这个时候我们很难不觉得我这个人是值得称赞的，我这个人是值得夸奖的，连敌人都这样夸奖我、称赞我。
And when all the people around us praise us, even including our enemies, then it's hard for us to think of ourselves as unworthy, and we would say, even our enemies praise me.
这个百夫长就是这样的人，他被所有人尊重，但是他仍然看自己不配。
The centurion was such a person. Even though he's praised by everyone else, he still thought of himself as unworthy.
在这里我们要思想一下，这个犹太的长老根据什么来评价这个百夫长？我们来看耶稣是根据什么来评价这个百夫长。
Here we need to think about how the Israeli elders evaluated the centurion and how Jesus evaluated him.
这个犹太的长老称赞这个百夫长，夸赞这个百夫长，因为他们看到这个百夫长给他们建了会堂。
The Israeli elders praised the centurion because they saw that the centurion built a synagogue for them.
这个人对我们有贡献。
This one made positive contribution to us.
所以我们认为他配。
So we think of him as worthy.
而耶稣看这个人不是看他做了什么，耶稣看这个人是有信心。
When Jesus looked at him, he didn't see what he had done. He saw his faith.
所以耶稣称赞这个人。
That's why Jesus praised him.
我们来看这个以色列长老的这个标准有没有问题。
Let's look at the standard of the Israeli elders, whether that standard is questionable.
啊，因为这个人对我们有贡献，啊，所以这个人有价值，这个人是配的。
This person is worthy because he made positive contribution to us.
那么，我们看那个长大麻风的人，他有没有可能对别人有贡献呢？
Then if we look at the leper,is it possible for him to make a positive contribution to others?
啊，或者贡献别人认为是贡献的那种贡献啊，也不知道这个。
It has to be a contribution valued by others.
啊，那么别人看这个人对我没有贡献呢？
For other people, they would say he doesn't have any positive contributions.
那是长了大麻风，这他能做什么？远离他。
He's full of leprosy. What can he do?Let's get away from him.
所以按以色列长老的标准，那个长大麻风的配不配啊？
So by the standard of the Israeli elders, is the leper worthy?
不配，所以这是一个非常可怕的标准。
No, so it's a very dangerous standard.
所以根据一个人是否有贡献，根据一个人是否给我带来益处，来判断他是否有价值，这是非常可怕的标准。
So if we decide other people's worthiness by their contributions, it's a very dangerous standard.
啊，我从小到大，我所受的教育就是我要做一个对社会有贡献的人。
And when I was growing up, I received the education saying that I want to be a person who can make positive contribution to society.
啊，有时候我看到一些智障的人或者一些瘫痪的人，我就在想，这些人对社会有个什么贡献呢？
When I look at the mentally disabled and the paralytic, I often think, what contributions can they make?
我看那个长大麻风的，这些人对社会有个什么贡献呢？
When I look at the lepers, I will ask, what contributions can they make?
浪费世界的资源。
They just waste the resources of society.
所以让这些人消失。
Let them disappear.
这是希特勒的想法。
That's what Hitler thinks.
如果把以色列长老的这个标准推到极致，那就变成了希特勒了。
If we push the standard of the Israeli elders to extreme, it'll become like Hitler.
感谢神，我们的上帝不是用这样的标准衡量人。
Praise the Lord, our God doesn't evaluate us by such standard.
我们的上帝不是说你能做什么，我们的上帝说你有没有信心。
Our God didn't ask what can you do, He asks, do you have faith?
我们可能什么都做不了。
Maybe there's nothing we can do.
我们没有资源，没有能力，不像别人那么聪明。
We don't have resources, we don't have ability, not like other people.
但是我们每个人都可以有信心。
Yet every one of us can have faith.
所以圣经中看到，让我们看到很多人，他是瞎眼的、残疾的、瘫痪的、长大麻风的，但是他们有信心。
The Bible tells us there are many people who may be blind or paralytic or have leprosy, yet they can have faith.
啊，所以我们再回到这个百夫长身上，他做了很大的贡献，他被很多人称赞，但是他居然这样谦卑，而他这个谦卑反映出他对耶稣的信心。
Let's return to the centurion. He did many great deeds and he's praised by many.Yet he's still a man of faith, and his faith is shown through his humility.
啊，然后他没有被那些以色列的长老所迷惑，所混淆他的价值观，他判断自己的标准，他没有接受以色列长老的标准。
He's not blinded or confused by the standard of the Israeli elders. He didn't accept their standard.
啊，我们看到这个百夫长来到耶稣面前，他本来可以怎么样呢？可以告诉耶稣，你看我为你们以色列人做了什么什么，我是如何的爱你们以色列人。
We see that the centurion came to Jesus. He could have boasted, saying that, look, I did all those good deeds for your Israelites.
所以你现在要回报我。
So now you need to reward me.
他完全有资格讲这样的话，他不是撒谎，他也没有夸张，他讲的都是事实。
He could have said it. He wouldn't be called a liar for what he said would be true.
但他没有这样做。
Yeah, he didn't do that.
他没有夸奖自己做了多么了不起的事情，他只是说我不配。
He didn't boast about himself, boast of his good deeds. He just said, I'm not worthy.
那么我们看到圣经另外记载一处，有一些人跟这个百夫长是完全的不一样。
We could see another biblical account and see people who behaved very differently from the centurion.
啊，马太福音7:22-23，我给大家读一下。
In Matthew 7, verse 22 and 23.
二十二节，当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
诶，所以这些人跟那个百夫长就完全不一样了。
Those people are totally different from the centurion.
他来到耶稣面前，告诉耶稣，我做了什么，做了什么，你现在要回报我。
They came to Jesus and told him what they have done, and they asked for reward.
但是百夫长从来没有说自己做了什么，做了什么，他就说我不配。
Yet the centurion didn't do that, and he just said, I am not worthy.
我们刚才思想了这个长大麻风的跟这个百夫长有很多的不同，地位上的差别，这个别人看待他们的差别，太多的不同了。
We just looked at the difference between the leper and the centurion, and they had many differences. They behaved differently, and people looked at them differently as well.
但他们有一点是相同的。
Yet they share one commonality.
那个长大麻风的人来到耶稣面前，他不看自己身上的污秽，不看自己身上的这个疾病，他就来到耶稣面前。
When the leper came to Jesus, he didn't look at himself. He didn't look at how dirty he was. He just came to Jesus.
那这个百夫长来到耶稣面前，他不看自己的功劳，不看自己的爱心，不看自己的好行为，他来到耶稣面前。
When the centurion came to Jesus, he didn't look at himself. He didn't look at the good deeds he has done. He didn't look at his loving kindness. He just came to Jesus.
所以他们有一个共同的地方，他们眼睛只看耶稣。
So the common theme is that both people just looked at Jesus.
他们有共同的地方，他们都叫耶稣主。
And they both called Jesus Lord.
所以这就是真正的谦卑。
So that's true humility.
真正的谦卑是不看自己。
True humility is not to look at oneself.
我们自己的污秽也好，我们自己的罪也好，不要看它。
Be it how dirty we are, be it our sinfulness, we don't look at ourselves.
我们相信圣经的应许，我们若认自己的罪，主是神是信实的，他必定赦免我们的罪。
We trust in the promise of the Bible. If we believe in Jesus Christ, he will forgive our sins.
放胆来到耶稣面前，说主若肯。
We just come to Jesus boldly and say, Lord, if you are willing.
你可以赦免我一切的罪。
You can forgive all my sins.
你可以让我重新做人。
You can renew my life.
我们也思想那个百夫长，我们不看自己的功劳，不看自己的好行为、善心、爱心，不看。
Let's also think about the centurion. We don't look at our good deeds. We don't look at how loving we are.
我们不来到耶稣面前说你回报我，你看我是这么好的人。
We don't come to Jesus, to ask for reward and saying how good we are.
我们就来到耶稣面前说，主啊，只要你一句话，我就得医治。
We just come to Jesus and ask, Lord, just say the word and I will be healed.
所以这个百夫长的信心从他的谦卑当中体现出来，而这个真正的谦卑是不看自己，哪怕所有人都称赞你的时候，你还是不要看自己。
So the centurion's faith is shown through his humility, and true humility is not to look at ourselves, not even when other people are all praising us.
有人写过一本书，他觉得自己是一个很谦卑的人，他写了一本书，他说我是怎样成为一个最谦卑的人。
And somebody wrote a book titled how I became the most humble person.
是很荒唐的事情。
It's really ridiculous.
一个在一个谦卑的人眼中都没有他自己。
And for a true humble person will not boast about himself.
只有耶稣。
Only Jesus.
我们今天思想了圣经中这唯一一个正面的让耶稣惊奇的人。
Today we looked at the only person who amazed Jesus positively.
这个人的信心让耶稣惊奇。
It's his faith that amazed Jesus.
啊，那么他的信心从哪两个方面体现出来呢？
And where did his faith show?
啊，第一个，他认识耶稣的权柄。
First, through his recognition of Jesus' authority.
啊，你说你信耶稣，这个不够。
And it's not enough just to say that you believe in Jesus.
你真正的相信耶稣的权柄吗？你真正的顺服耶稣的权柄吗？
Do you truly believe in Jesus' authority? Do you truly obey Jesus' authority?
啊，今天我们很多人都喊主啊，主啊，耶稣是我的主。
Today, many people will say, Lord, Lord, Jesus is my Lord.
你真的把耶稣当主看吗？
Do you truly treat Jesus as your Lord?
你真的认为耶稣说的话就是我的主人对我说的话？
Do you truly think of the word of Jesus as the order of your master?
那么第二个，他对耶稣的信心从他的谦卑体现出来。
And secondly, the centurion's faith is shown through his humility.
啊，如果很多人都可以像他这样谦卑，那么这个人，这个百夫长，是一个最难谦卑的人。
If people can be humble just like the centurion, actually a centurion is it's the most difficult for a centurion to be humble.
啊，对于军人来说，很多人说荣誉感是最重要的。
To a military personnel, the sense of pride is very important.
啊，罗马军队为什么强大？很多人分析一个原因，就是罗马的军人有荣誉感。
Why is the Roman military so powerful? And one central component is their sense of pride.
所以你会看到很多国家的军队军装做的是最漂亮的。
And we can see all the military uniforms are very
啊，纳粹的军服很漂亮。
Even for Nazi Germany, their military uniforms look very nice.
但是军人最最重要的是什么？
Yet what is the most important quality of a military personnel?
军人的天职是什么？
What's their duty?
服从，服从。
To obey.
罗马的百夫长把个人的荣誉丢在一边，我是堂堂的军人，我是堂堂百夫长，丢在一边，他看的是什么？服从，他服从耶稣的权柄。
This Roman centurion put down his pride, and he valued obedience, and he obeyed Jesus' authority.
我们刚才思想了很多，其实他是一个很难谦卑的人。首先，第一，他有这样的地位；第二，他做了那么多的好事；第三，所有的人称赞他。这样的人怎么可能谦卑？怎么会说自己不配呢？
We looked at many points. It's actually very difficult for this Roman centurion to be humble. First, he did many good things, and secondly, he's among the rulers, and also he's praised by so many people.
我又想起我以前经历的一件事情，让我就有点明白为什么这个百夫长居然能如此的谦卑。
That reminded me of something I've experienced, so I can understand why this Roman centurion can be so humble.
啊，以前啊，就是我们教会曾经帮助一个政府高官的女儿，帮助过她。这个高官的女儿得了绝症，然后她很需要安慰，然后我们教会帮助了她。
Our church once helped the daughter of a high government official, and she had a terminal disease and we helped her.
然后这个女孩子跟我们是很好的朋友，然后她就跟我们谈一些她的心里话。
She's a very good friend of ours and she confided to us.
她又有一次跟我们谈到她跟她父亲之间的对话，她父亲是政府非常高级别的官员。
She mentioned a conversation she had with her dad. Her dad was a high government official.
然后她看她的父亲是最完美的父亲，最慈祥的人，最善良的人，一辈子只做好事的人。
She thought of her father as a perfect person who only did good things, nothing bad.
啊，她甚至尝试让给她父亲传福音。
She even tried to share the gospel with her dad.
然后她父亲说，她说我这个人罪孽深重，十恶不赦。
Yet her dad said, I'm a sinful person, I shouldn't be forgiven.
当时她父亲讲这个话，这个女儿感到很震惊，因为在她眼中，她的父亲是最完美的。
When her dad said that, the daughter was astonished, for in her mind, her dad was perfect.
但是我相信她父亲说的话也是真实的。
Yet I believe what her dad said was true.
他父亲醒察自己的内心，他真的知道他是一个十恶不赦的人，他犯了很多很多的罪，他永远不可能跟他女儿讲他到底做过什么。
Her dad examined his own heart and he realized he's a sinner and he couldn't bring himself to tell her daughter what he did.
不要说政府的高官，军队里的百夫长。
We don't need to mention high government officials or the centurion in the military.
我们每一个人，我们做过的一些事情，你没有办法跟你的女儿讲，你没有办法跟你的妻子讲，你没有办法跟你丈夫讲，讲不出口。
For every one of us, there are things we did we couldn't tell our daughter, or tell our husband or our wives.
更何况上帝看人不仅仅看我们的行为，看我们的心呐。看我们内心的想法。
What's more, when God looks at us, He doesn't just look at what we did, He will look into our hearts.
所以圣经让我们看到很多被上帝所喜悦的人，对上帝有信心的人，他们怎样评价自己。
The Bible tells us a lot of people who are praised by God, how they see themselves.
亚伯拉罕说自己不过是尘土。
Abraham said he's but dust.
大卫说自己不过是一条死狗。
David called himself a dead dog.
彼得看到耶稣的时候，彼得对耶稣说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
When Peter saw Jesus, he said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinner."
保罗说自己他是比众人中最小的，他甚至是人中的罪魁。
And Paul called himself less than the least and the chief sinner.
是不是这些人真的就那么坏啊？做了十恶不赦的坏事啊？
Are those people actually that bad? Did they do something that cannot be forgiven?
不是，是这些人看自己的心，这些人来到上帝的光中，面对上帝。
Not really, but they all examined their hearts and.Finally, they came clean to God.
有人说，你如果离光远远的，你看自己很干净；你来到光的面前，离光越近，你看自己身上其实有很多没洗干净的地方。
And some said, if you get far away from light, then you will see yourself as clean. But if you come into the light, you will see how dirty you are.
这个百夫长，他不被所有人对他的评价所影响，他非常清醒的。自己来看自己的内心，他对自己清醒的有一个判断，就是他不配。他来到耶稣面前，他不配。
The centurion was not affected by other people's praises. He had a clear understanding of his own worthiness. And when he came to Jesus, he knew he's not worthy.
耶稣听见百夫长说话，这样他就感到惊奇，对跟从的人说：“我实在告诉你们，这样大的信心，就是在以色列中，我也没有遇见过。”
When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, "Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel."
然后紧接下来，马太福音记载，耶稣说了两句话，这是在路加福音记载同样的神迹的时候，路加福音是没有记载。
Right after that, Matthew recorded two verses what Jesus said which were not recorded in Luke's account.
让我们大家一起来读一下马太福音八章十一到十二节。
Let's read them together. Matthew 8 verse 11 and 12.
十一节我们大家一起读。我又告诉你，从东从西将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席， 唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外边黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。那么英国的布道家斯布珍呢，曾经就根据这两句话讲了一篇道，这个道的题目就叫天堂和地狱。
British preacher Spurgeon once preached a sermon called Heaven and Hell based on these two verses.
这两句话非常清楚地告诉我们，所有的人有两个最终的归宿，一个是天堂，一个是地狱。
Those two verses tell us clearly for everyone there are two possible destinations. One is heaven, the other is hell.
我曾经看过一本书，这个书上是这样写，就是今天你如果对人讲地狱的事情，甚至提地狱这个词，就是你这个人是太粗鲁了，你这个人不懂得尊重人。
I once read a book which says if you preach hell to other people, if you even mention the word hell, then you are rude.
所以我们今天很少去谈地狱这个词，我们甚至基督徒甚至教会我们很少来谈这个词。
So today we rarely mention hell, not even in the church.
我们不想被人家认为我们是粗鲁的人，不想被人家认为我们是不尊重别人的人。
We don't want other people to think of ourselves as rude or not respecting others.
这种情形不仅今天存在，就是在斯布珍的那个年代都是这样的。
That situation doesn't just exist today. It was like that even in Spurgeon's time.
所以当斯布珍用这两节经文要讲一篇道，这个道的题目是天堂和地狱的时候，斯布珍在他讲道之前，他讲了一番话。
So when Spurgeon preached the sermon, Heaven and Hell, before he preached, he said those words.
我把斯布珍讲的这段话给大家读一下。
Let me read them to you.
今晚我希望可以鼓励你们追求通往天国的道路。
Tonight I shall, I hope, encourage you to seek the road to heaven.
我也要讲一些关于现在地狱无底深坑里面失丧的人很尖刻的话。
I shall also have to utter some very sharp things concerning the end of the lost in the pit of hell.
有神的帮助，我要努力去讲这些题目。但我要向你们恳求，你们要爱自己的灵魂，请在今晚衡量对错。
Upon both these subjects, I will try and speak as God helps me. But I beseech you, as you love your souls, weigh right and wrong this night.
看看我讲的是不是神的真理，如果不是，请完全拒绝，把它抛在一边。
See whether what I say is the truth of God. If it is not, reject it utterly and cast it away.
但如果是，你不理会，那么你就要自己面对上帝，因为你要在上帝这位天地最伟大审判者面前受审。如果你藐视他仆人的话语和圣经上的话语，你就有祸了。
But if it is, at your peril disregarded.For as you shall answer before God, the great judge of heaven and earth, it will go ill with you if the words of his servant and of his scripture are despised.
斯布珍挑战他的听众。
Spurgeon challenged his audience.
如果耶稣的话不是真理，圣经的话不是真理，站在讲台上的人传讲的不是真理，把他丢在一边，不要理他。
If the words of the Bible, the words of Jesus are not the truth, or the words of the preacher are not the truth, then disregard it.
但是如果这些是真理，你不去理会它，那么有一天你就有祸了。
But if they are the truth and you disregard them, then one day you will be doomed.
我们再来看一处经文。好，我们大家一起来读约翰福音三章三至六节。
Let's look at Matthew 8, verse...
Oh, 约翰福音。
Okay. Let's look at John 3:36.
我们看到我们可以一起来读。约翰福音三章三十六节起。信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不到永生。神的圣怒藏在他身上。在这里让我们看到这个百夫长此刻一定是在天堂里。
From the Bible, we can see that right now the centurion must be in heaven.
不是因为他有好行为，甚至不是因为他有多么大的爱心，是因为他有真正对耶稣的信心。
Not because of his good deeds, not even because of his loving kindness, it's because his faith in Jesus.
而且耶稣还警告那些以色列人，以色列人认为自己是上帝的选民，自己一定是得救的人，耶稣警告他们。
Jesus also warned the Israelites who think of themselves as God's chosen people.
如果他们骄傲，如果他们不谦卑下来认罪悔改，他们以后会掉到永远的黑暗里，哀哭切齿，再也没有机会了。
If they are proud because of themselves, if they don't repent, then one day they will be cast into the pit of hell, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
圣经也告诉我们，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
The Bible also tells us, just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
圣经也告诉我们，主来的日子近了。
The Bible also says the Lord's coming is near.
所以最后我想借用斯布登的话，如果我们今天所思想的这些，所传讲的这些不是真理，你把它丢在脑后，不用管它。
So in the end, I want to borrow Spurgeon's words. If today what we have preached is not the truth, you can disregard it.
如果是真理，我们就要思想我们个人的结局。
But if it is the truth,Then we need to think about our own destiny.
那我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
当年圣灵怎样带领那个罗马的百夫长，有那样大的信心，让主耶稣都感到惊奇。
How your Holy Spirit guided the Roman centurion who has great faith that marveled Jesus.
那个百夫长他是怎样深刻的来认识主耶稣基督的权柄
How the centurion recognized the authority of Jesus
他是怎样不看自己成为一个谦卑的人来到上帝面前
How the Roman centurion didn't look at himself he humbled himself and before Jesus
我们也求圣灵在我们每个人的心里也做同样的工作
We ask the Holy Spirit to do the same work in our hearts.
因为我们不要有一天掉在那永远的黑暗里，哀哭切齿。
For we don't want to be cast into darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth.
我们有一天要来到荣耀的主耶稣那里，与主耶稣在一起欢聚。
We want to one day enter the glory of Jesus and be with Jesus.
我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.